This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi, and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are, and another week, and an opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute pocket of time is where I share my musings, learnings, and discoveries in aiming to live my life by my design, in the hope that you get inspired to take a moment and ask yourself that same question: am I living my life by my design? I hope you enjoy the show. Here we are, another week, and we're gonna lift the mood. Last week was honest, but felt a bit sort of tough at times. But you know, that's the reality of life. So we're gonna bring the energy right up this week, and I have got two beautiful guests to join me. And this week the theme is sauna, a kind of hot topic in the world, it feels like, at the moment. And here in the Wairarapa, we have had some beautiful people that have brought the essence and magic of sauna into our opportunity to experience in a very beautiful natural setting. And this has been a conversation I'd been hoping to have for quite a long time. So I would love to welcome Megan from the Wairarapa Sauna Project onto Charlotte Flow's show. Hello and welcome, Megan.
Hello, thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
Absolute pleasure. And sorry it's taken so long, because you are fast approaching your first birthday of Wairarapa Sauna Project magic, aren't you? Which is, I mean, how does that happen?
I don't know. It's gone really quickly, but yeah, we started last year on Matariki weekend. So yeah, we're coming up a year in a couple of months.
A couple of months now with that floating date of Matariki. And so for anybody that hasn't heard, tell us more in a nutshell what the Wairarapa Sauna Project is.
Alrighty. So together with my partner Will, we run the Wairarapa Sauna Project. So we are part of a larger franchise. There's 25 sauna projects around New Zealand, mainly in the North Island at the moment. We've got a couple in the South Island, and we're really looking to bring more down to the South Island as well as it grows. And we run sauna sessions on our beautiful rivers in the Wairarapa. And that's the whole premise, is you have a sauna, you have a cold plunge, and you're in a beautiful spot, and it's a whole experience.
Wow. Yeah. Now, I haven't actually managed to get to a session yet, which, given that you've been going for almost a year, is quite criminal. But I was very aware when when we started seeing you around, that it seemed to be really good timing, because saunas had become, you know, aware in the well-being space of the benefits. We seemed to have gone through the season of the cold plunges and the Wim Hof method and the coldness, but then saunas seem to come in, and what you do is blend the both, which is quite a traditional element of sauna experience, isn't it?
Yes, and so we found, especially being next to our rivers, they are freezing in the winter, so it really helps to get in that river, to have that sauna waiting for you on the other end, and to obviously do the sauna before you plunge. We believe, though, the colder the better, so we don't shy away from the coldness of our hours in the winter, and everybody actually feels so high, and like that they get that sauna euphoria after plunging, because it is such a challenge. It takes a lot to jump into our rivers, and everybody does it. Like, we wondered if people would get in, but everybody gets in, and we find that that's the one of the coolest parts of this whole experience, is jumping into these freezing cold rivers.
I mean, that is, because I did wonder, and it's great to hear that everybody does embrace it, because I was like, oh, that is quite a challenge to self, isn't it? You know, you think you're going to sauna and you think the warmth and everything, but and how much of it is like can I get away with not doing this? Or, but if everybody just totally, I mean, and obviously they could, you're not going to literally push them into the river, but the fact that everybody totally embraces the opportunity to probably do, you know, I mean, for Kiwis, maybe that's what, you know, it's a memory from childhood or something. But for me, it'd be bloody hard to be honest. So.
And like, I think we get a lot of people that turn up and they say, I'm not getting in the river. Like, I'm going to do the sauna, but I'm not going to get in the river. We're like, okay, that's fine. Like, we're obviously not going to. We have buckets as well, which I actually find tipping a freezing cold bucket over your head is worse than jumping in the river. But we have that as an option if people don't want to get in. And they also just cool down in the air. It's cold enough in the cooler months. So, but we find that once they do the sauna, and then they might even just dip their toes in the first plunge, and by the second or third, they're right in there. And it's so great because it builds your mental resilience. Like, you can do hard things, you can do it, and then that I think is the euphoria afterwards. Like, yeah, I did this, and it's always a challenge, but it's always worth it.
Totally. I mean, I'm even more inspired to do it. And the health benefits, I mean, they're quite widespread, aren't they? You know, the benefits for your body of doing this as well is amazing.
There's many benefits, and we've found, like, everybody, we get a lot of people that come for recovery and just like noticing better sleep and whatnot. It's great for cardiovascular health, but we find the best benefits is the social emotional benefits that you come when, like, we run these community sessions. So you don't know who's going to be in the sauna, but you meet people. Like, just the other week, we had people exchanging numbers because someone was going to go help someone else build something on their farm after, like, they didn't know each other before the sauna. So we find that's like the coolest thing is like people coming together in a healthy way. So they're not going to the pub necessarily and having a beer, but they're coming and they're doing something that's good for their health, and they're socializing at the same time.
And ultimately, it's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, the thing that people want in all of these things is connection. So the pub life and the going for a wine and all of that has been instigated through an industry that has taken connection and added this element to it. Yet without it, there's opportunities, you know, you're giving people this. There's an opportunity to do exactly the same, but in a much healthier way, and still get all the benefits of connection. And I love that that is such a strength for you for what the experience is, because I know that you do put a lot of effort into also promoting that you know, that's optional. You don't have to be having a chat. You can have that like reflective silent time as well. So, because there's, you know, there's that experience that some people would just want to, you know, it's been, you know, if they work in a job which is full on, there's a lot of interaction. Some people just want to go and, you know, have that silent element of what you're that can offer as well, and the experience of just being in nature, I guess. So I think it's lovely that you have the both sides of that coin nailed.
We have, as a sauna host, you see many, like, this the energy of each session is different, and so you're going to get those ones where people just relax and they don't talk much, and that's beautiful as well. That's like, and then you get the real high energy ones. So yeah, you get everything, and it's really great as a sauna host to be a part of it as well.
And I'm guessing that, you know, being part of the bigger project, as you mentioned, with these 25 different options, you know, you are a host in this experience, and you're part of something that's bigger than just your little experience here in the Wairarapa, which is quite beautiful.
Yeah, we get a lot of people, especially because you've got quite a few sauna projects in the lower North Island. So we have now Kapiti, Wellington, Lower Hutt. So you get people that are come, like, they're regulars over in the Wellington sauna, but they're coming to the Wairarapa because they're coming for the wine and whatnot, and they come and see us. And so you're kind of getting to know people that are going to all of the different saunas around the lower North Island.
Sauna trail.
I know. I said to we were talking about it at the sauna festival that we've just been at, how somebody needs to go around to every sauna and like capture doing every sauna in New Zealand. And we actually are in Australia now. So there's one in Sydney with another one heading to Sydney. So they're going to, hopefully branch out into more regions of Australia.
Oh wow, it's a bit like, it's just reminded me of park run. So the park run, you can sign up and you can, like, you go to different saunas and you mention if you're a visitor from another park run, and there's like there's milestones of how many park runs you've done. It's almost like you could do that set, which is just all done in a very ad hoc basis, but it's quite beautiful. I love that. And can you, let's just talk quickly before we go to our break and change direction slightly in the second half, but to just explain what a session looks like, because you would you'd go on to our Apisauna project online and you'd book your session. What can people expect when they come and experience a session?
Yeah, so we run hour sessions and hour and a half sessions, so depending on how long you want to sauna for. So what we do is everybody jumps into the sauna together. And then we run everyone through how it works. So we do 15-minute sauna sits, and within that 15-minute sauna sit, we do what's called an Aufguss. So that's a German sauna ritual where we place essential oils on the rocks, and we whip a towel around, and it gets really hot, and it's transferring of the heat within the sauna. So it's a really lovely experience. You feel like it's like a warm hug of it gets really hot, but it's great. So after we do that, we say that we have a sort of a gauge of 15 minutes, but you can always hop out earlier if you need to, because we run our saunas between 85 to 90 degrees, so they're quite hot. And then once you do that, you hop out and then you plunge. And we do that 3 times over the hour, or 4 to 5 times over the 90 minutes.
Yeah, wow. Okay. That's a warm, that is definitely a warm hug, isn't it?
And people say, how can I sit in the sauna for an hour? But it's not that. It's, you're doing it in blocks. So you can actually achieve that 10 to 15
Yeah.
minutes. It's very achievable. And then cooling off. And the idea is really to get cold before you jump back in the sauna, and then you'll find it's quite easy to sit in there for another.
Yeah, having had an experience, it is that cyclical sort of heat, cold, reheat. Yeah, and it does. Yeah, so I think that's quite beautiful. And I mean, age-wise, like any age, I know it's not for kids necessarily, but what age sort of is there
So
any?
we recently had an 88-year-old in our sauna.
Awesome.
He loves the sauna, so he goes to the sauna regularly in Masterton. So we came and tried it out, and it was, it's really all ages. So from about 13 to, any age.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
People just, they know their body and they work with what they can do. And that's what we really encourage, is to just listen to your body. We're only like, these things are only guides, and you always hop out earlier if you need to.
Yeah.
And
It's quite, I mean, and that's a, key point, isn't it? It's also providing you an opportunity to put your body into an experience and allow yourself to listen to your body and understand what's happening to it, and it be unique to you, this experience. Like, you can't just sit there because everybody else is sitting there. You do have to truly, which is a beautiful way of encouraging people to be more in tune with their own body and experiencing what that is, because I think you realize through life that you don't actually listen to things like that enough. Okay, well, I think what we might do now is we might have an earlier musical break, because then we are going to bring in Marina, who is my RFM co-pilot, but he's also a number one fan of the Wairarapa Sauna Project, and she's going to join us and give us her experiences with Wairarapa Sauna Project. Then we're going to touch on a recent adventure to Sauna Fest, because who knew there was such a thing? Enjoy this piece of music, and we'll be back soon.
Light up a campfire on the days your lights are low. You've been my lighthouse sailing, trying to get back home. Inception in the summertime, Stockholm syndrome, by July. The avatars ain't take authority instead of being all compliant. We really don't have to light up a campfire on the days your lights are low, on the days you just don't know. Light up a campfire on the days you feel with love, on the days you don't know how, when your lights are low. The revolution you're looking for simply won't be televised. Televisions are for selling things done on screens of any size. Of what we think, how much are we just told? Sales pitch and team gets you and me, it's all mainstream and unoriginal. We really don't have to light up the campfire on the days your lights are low, on the days you just don't know. Light up the campfire on the days you feel with doubt, on the days you don't know how. Light up the campfire on the days your lights are low, on the days you just don't know. Light up the campfire on the days you feel with doubt, on the days you don't know how, when your lights are low.
Marina, onto the show.
Hi, Charlotte.
Long-time co-pilot, often guest.
Yes.
But you are, I feel, I have dubbed you Warapa Sauna number one fan.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I really enjoy going to the sauna.
And you've been going for a while, haven't you? You've been...
Yeah, I think I went the first time when those guys started. I wasn't a sauna person. I've never tried before. But I had a friend that she used to go a lot to the one in Masterton. And yeah, she always said it was really good for her and how good she felt after doing a session. So I just said, okay, now that they are on this side of the Wairarapa, I'll join. And I love it. Yeah, it was really good. I always have a good time when I'm there in the sauna. It helps. Yeah. I feel that it helps with my I do quite a bit of exercise. So I think it helps with my recovery for my exercise and also sleep. It's just amazing. I do have to plan when I'm doing the sauna, because if I do on a Saturday morning, I feel like I'm done for the day. I've achieved everything I had to achieve. But when it's a Sunday afternoon, it's just amazing. Like, I know I can go to bed and just sleep. It's great.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, this is definitely speaking my language in the sleep help department, because, you know.
Yeah, I feel it relaxes you a lot.
Woman age stage, and the impact on that on me is sleep deprivation, as we've often spoken about here on the show.
Yeah.
Wow, and anything to help, I mean, and a warm hug to enable you to help that. I think I can imagine actually why that would be beautiful to do. I hadn't actually realised the different times of day that were an option, because that is a good point. The experience would be quite different, wouldn't it?
Yes, I feel that when I do on a Saturday, because those guys, they have on a Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. And then on a Saturday morning, it's great because you start your day and you feel like you already achieved something. You go into the river and it's cold as, but it's amazing. But after that, I'm like, I think I've done everything I had to do. It's quite hard to keep going. Yeah.
But on a Sunday, it's nice as well. So it's kind of like trying to find the balance of what work with you. But there are people, I think, that after they've done the sauna, they feel like they can do more stuff. So I think it depends on the person. Yeah. But about the river, it's just, sorry, about the river, I just feel that if you don't want to go into the river, it's fine. It's getting colder now. And if you just stand outside, you get the same feeling.
Cool down. I'd like to think I was brave enough, but I'm not 100% sure.
You will. I think you'll be fine.
But and I love that idea of so a couple of things here. So that energy thing, I think, is really, a really good point. You know, different times, it'd be nice to play around with the different times that you experience and what that gives. And you obviously, you know, that as Megan said before, the euphoria that's wrapped around you obviously have experienced that. And it comes in different sort of that high energy, like, yes, I've achieved this and it's amazing, to that beautiful warm hug euphoria of I am ready to relax and continue on and have a deep sleep and it'd be beautiful. So I love the idea of the different experiences and flow that those things bring.
You have to try both days, Charlotte. I'll
Just
put it on your
because.
challenge.
And interestingly, because you know, I love that you love it as well, because you're obviously Brazilian, so you've come from a climate that, you know, beach bods, you know, I know you like that vibe. So the fact that you're jumping in the New Zealand beautiful Wairarapa rivers in coldness is admirable.
It's not everyone who likes it, I would say, as a Brazilian, but I love the heat. But where I'm from, the sea is very warm. It's the opposite of here. There are people who don't like it because it's just too warm. But I really enjoy the cold, and I think I see more as a challenge. Like when we were in Rotorua, people were saying that the lake was cold, and I'm like, no, it's just amazing. It's just you can't compare to our rivers in the Wairarapa. It's just but yeah, but I like the challenge of the cold, I think. But the balance is like the balance of going back to the sauna and, like Megan said, the community side of talking to people. Everybody's always nice. And if you don't want to talk, they're okay with that as well. You just stay there quiet, listening if people are chatting.
That's good to so you've been in that environment and had
Like we were at the sauna fest, and I've done a few saunas there, and there were moments that I was just sitting there, you're just another one inside the sauna, and there are people chatting, and you're just there listening or looking at the view. We usually have really nice views. They have a big window, and you can look out, so it's beautiful. It's nice.
So let's so you've got that aspect as well. So you're actually connected with nature while
Yeah.
you're in the sauna. And is that a specific design feature of the saunas that you have, Megan?
Yeah, so the whole premise is that nature's a big part of it. So we park next to a natural water source, so we couldn't go and park next to a pool and offer like community sessions regularly. You know, the whole idea is that we're by a river or an ocean or a lake, and connecting with that while in the sauna, and also obviously while out of the sauna, and the window really helps with that.
Beautiful. Oh my goodness. And it's just made me realize you saying ocean, because I know you recently went up and did a partnership with Pohatu Farm, didn't you? Beautiful chair and co, and with one of their retreats. I heard some amazing feedback on that and that opportunity with the ocean and the sauna on the beach.
Yeah, that was awesome. And Pohatu Farm have been so great to us out there, because we've run community sessions on the beach as well. We've managed to get the sauna right onto the beach. And it was if they what they do, their reconnection retreats are amazing, because I saw a bit of what was going on while I was running the sauna, and everybody was loving it.
I had some really, I happened to bump into Julia again quite recently, and it came up, and I'd also heard feedback. We were in a workshop, and somebody's partner had gone to it, and they were raving about it. So, and is that something that will come up again in the future, do you think?
Yeah, I think yeah, they plan on carrying them on. So yeah, I think they're just getting started with what they have on offer.
Sounds like it. So it's nice to know that there's, and it's lovely because then, I mean, the opportunities probably, I mean, so, you know, you're almost at your first birthday. It's obviously been going really well, but then the potential for partnering with different experiences and different opportunities. And obviously, you know, even just through this conversation, you start to think, oh, I can imagine alongside Dark Skies and the Starry Nights and that experience, which I think you've done a couple of things with, as I recall in watching and following. But yeah, you really start to get into a whole, you know, lots of magic to be made.
Yes, and I think that's the beauty of it being mobile is that we can go anywhere. So yeah, we also do private hire, so people can come and hire it on the river privately, or we can go to their house and offer
Wow,
that.
and have you been, that's interesting, yes. Have you been doing much of that? Do people hire
Yeah.
for, yeah, oh wow.
So we sort of encourage people to come to the river because it's such an experience, but we also, yeah, if they want us to come to them, then we're more than happy to. And we've done that. And we've had some, again, like we've done retreats and hen stews, buck stews, like after wedding events and
Oh wow.
things. And yeah, so yeah, the sort of scope is endless with it being mobile.
Wow, that's beautiful. Let's just so I can remember you mentioning, I think, I don't know whether you'd started to come across it and you went to Saunafest and then all of a sudden you're in the mix. And then you've just been to Saunafest and Marina, number one fan, travelled with you. So tell us a bit, like give us a bit more of a buzz up on what happens at a Saunafest apart from a whole lot of sauna.
So yeah, there is a whole lot of sauna. There's 18 saunas that came together. Yeah, so they're parked on the Blue Lakes in Rotorua, and they hire out the top 10 campground, which is, yeah, lots of space. But aside from plenty of sauna, there was music, there's dance, there's yoga, there's educational workshops, there was markets, there's yummy food, there's a dedicated kids zone. It's really family friendly, and yeah, it's 3 days, and it was awesome, wasn't it, Maria?
Is that like is that just a like a mini festival that's open to all, or is it more of an internal sauna people thing, or is it an open?
So it's open.
Oh
So
wow.
yeah, so there were over 1,000 people there. So yeah, so it's
Cute.
open. Like, yeah,
Wow.
you
I
can
mean,
buy
what
the tickets for the 3 days, and
for
I
the
think
three
you could
days?
buy it individually as well. Like, if you want to go just one day, you can get just one
Heck,
ticket. Yeah.
I wish I'd have known. I've got go to a festival on my 50 before 50 list. I could have gone to Saunafest. Shoot, I have missed a trick there. And I've been to the Blue Lakes campsite many years ago. It's beautiful,
Yeah.
beautiful spot. But I did see on your beautiful footage that instigated this, Marina, you sort of leaping with euphoric sauna joy into the lake, thinking, oh my God, that would have been fresh.
Yeah, I said to Megan, I really loved the sauna, but the lake was just stunning. It was really nice. And the weather, we were very lucky with the weather. The weather was beautiful.
Oh well, yeah, it did. It looked amazing. So,
Yeah.
oh well. So people that will now obviously be flooding to the Werribee Sauna Project to check out how to book will now become hooked, at least knowing now that they can aspire to a sauna fest. And do you think what's the potential of bringing sauna fest to the Wairarapa, Megan?
Oh, Will has already broached our owners about it. That's
Oh,
my
excellent.
Well, doing like a lower North Island one because we have like four or five saunas down here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're actually doing Sauna Fest South Island next year, and then Sauna Fest Australia apparently in
Oh.
2028. Yeah, they're trying to,
Sign up
yeah.
now, Marina.
Dominate the world. Yeah.
But they will be running that Sauna Fest at the Blue Lakes every year in May. It's
Ah.
definitely.
Oh, wow. Well, you heard it here, people. If sauna is going to be part of your life, this is going to be, I mean, I can imagine it, yeah, could be one of those things that you Yeah, you totally embrace and follow. And I think from a well-being perspective, definitely something to give it a go. See if it's something that you want in your toolbox for you. And yeah, well, it's as always, time's evaporating. But I would like to say a huge thank you to both of you. It's been lovely to hear from a first-hand number one fan Marina of your experiences. Thanks for jumping on with us. Megan, thank you for coming onto the show and telling us a bit more. But most importantly, before we finish, how can people find you and find out how to book their session, which they will now be desperate to do?
So we have it's just on the website, so www.saunaproject.co.nz/wadadapa. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, and we post like regularly on there of our session times and whatnot. So yeah, that's the best way to find us.
Excellent. And what's beautiful is, you know, the opportunity that presents itself here is not only the experience of sauna and the pool and the cold plunge, but also the fact that you're in a beautiful spot alongside one of the rivers in the Wairarapa, and these guys have got some really special spots that they go to. It seems to change about here and there, but I think the fact that you experience the Wairarapa naturally in a new way is really quite part of the magic for what you guys offer. So congratulations on almost making it 1 year into business. I hope you have a celebratory sauna moment to yourselves for that, and I wish you all the best for the future, because I can only imagine it's perfectly timed in the world we live in today, and much needed by humans. I mean, who doesn't need a nice warm hug on a regular basis?
So much.
Absolute pleasure. So thank you, both of you lovely humans. Thank you, as always, to RFM for hosting the show. I look forward to talking to you next week. Take care.